Good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a legal resident of the state? Are you
Let's do it.
Yes, okay. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Your opinion.
I have
a list here. I can read them all.
Sure.
And you can pick one if you like. The economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government spending, education in Minnesota, the health care, moral, social issues, the environment, crime, drugs. If you have to pick one, which you think is the biggest issue the state of Minnesota is facing right now?
Well, I'm going to go with moral and social issues because that encompasses a few of them.
And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, what is the most important oppressing global environmental issue? Fossil fuels, carbon emissions, a need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, or overpopulation? If you have to pick one for global environmental.
See, a lot of those are interrelated too. And
you can pick one, air pollution, wetlands, water pollution. I know they kind of relate it all, right? But just
they
for the sake of
well,
research.
Well, some of them relate. Global warming and climate change are the same thing, you know? And I'm going to say climate change, although, let's just say that.
Okay, let's move on. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, or protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space. If you have to pick one in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'll go with climate change again.
Okay. Thank you. Here we go. Thank you, sir. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Electric utilities, excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How would you rate?
I'm sorry, what industry was that?
Let me read it once again. Using at the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Electric utilities, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'll say good.
Okay, how about mining? Same question.
Poor.
Okay, and medical manufacturing?
I'll say good.
Okay, and agriculture and farming? Same question.
Fair.
Fair. And how about the produce industry? How would you rate the environmental performance of them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, and the refining?
Fair.
Just fair. Thank you. Now, moving on. I appreciate your patience. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The U.S. Forest Service. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How do you think they do in managing? Good, good. And the environmental groups? Same question.
Environmental groups.
Yeah, how do you think they do in managing the forests and the natural resources right there in
Minnesota?
Well,
they environmental groups don't manage the forest. That would be the Forest Service and the DNR. I'm going to say fair.
Fair. Understood. Hey, how about the county land departments? How would you rate them?
It depends on the counties. For my own county, I'm going to say fair.
Fair. And how about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Excellent. Good. Just fair.
I'm going to say good.
And the forest and timber industry. How do you think they do in managing the forest and natural
resources? I'm going to say fair.
Just fair. Thank you. Now, moving on. Now, how important do you feel, sir, that the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important? Very important. Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say, sir, that it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too, or not at all significant?
Very significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say, sir, they are more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer
I'll say
than harvested?
Same.
Thank you.
I haven't kept up with, but I know generally they try to replace what is harvested, but, you know, I'm just going to say same. I'm not really informed.
Okay. No, I appreciate your patience. Sir, we're going to move to a different topic, okay? But do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same? What's your opinion?
I'm going to say fewer.
Fewer trees, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I'm going to say,
okay.
I think so.
And what impact, if any, sir, do you believe that timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say that they have a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact on the wildlife in Minnesota?
Again, depends where it's done. I'm going to say negative impact.
Yeah, negative. Okay. Thank you. Now, moving on. Do you feel, sir, that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I don't.
Okay, so your answer is no, right? Just for the record?
I don't think it can be done without.
Okay, so should I record your answer as no, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, sir, moving on, we're almost done. Okay, do you feel, sir, that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands if they are not part of wilderness area or not?
That are not part of wilderness areas?
They are not part of, yes.
I'm okay with that, yes.
Okay. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for a wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, sir, do you feel that it will be a good idea to also designate a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Probably a good idea, yes.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, soap dust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
That's a loaded question because in a lot of areas they are cutting a tremendous amount of, not in Minnesota necessarily, and I don't know what degree of tree harvesting is done and biofuels are here in Minnesota. But I know in Georgia they are cutting a lot of trees to the chips and whatnot and sending them to Germany and whatnot to burn the biofuel.
Yes, sir.
The idea of cutting live carbon dioxide emission
right.
to generate electricity doesn't make sense. I mean, it does, but it's the, I used to be an environmentalist. I used to work with Greenpeace years ago, and these are issues that we, yeah, the biofuels, we're not going to cut live trees. We're going to use wood waste and stuff like that. And it didn't turn out that way at all. They're cutting live trees and they're getting away with it. They're even now talking about cutting live trees and burying them. Without using, again, not in Minnesota, but in some areas, burying them to sequester the carbon. And that's a stupid idea.
I understand that this is
a Minnesota question. I'm unqualified to, you know, I don't know how much is being done in Minnesota. I don't know. I'm assuming there's not a lot of waste. There's a lot of wood or biofuel generation of electricity in Minnesota right now.
Yes, sir.
So,
but
I really don't know. I'm not cognizant of how much is being done. It makes more sense to
have
smaller trees more frequently.
Right.
When you mentioned putting aside acreage for renewable tree harvest, that would make sense if you're going to burn trees, not cutting large trees that are absorbing large amounts of carbon dioxide.
Hey, you know what, sir? I'm glad you talk about that, because we're going to talk about that as we move forward, and I really appreciate your opinion. Do you feel that it's appropriate that to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
It would depend on the age of the tree. It makes more sense to harvest younger trees, actually. I've seen research done on that like 30 years ago, and that's a better way of controlling CO2 than harvesting old growth or even large trees.
Right, very interesting point.
Trees for fuel.
But right, very interesting point.
I'm going to say yes, but again, it's kind of a loaded question.
Yeah, yes, sir. I know it's more complicated, but just thank you for understanding. Now, sir, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no?
Any information, sure.
Information heard, read, or seen about any news about Minnesota's forest produce industry?
In the past, I have. Yes.
You have, okay.
Not recently.
No, but you have seen. Now, sir, do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group, or yes or no?
Not with the current status of all of the, well, most of the environmental groups that I am aware of from past involvement. So I got to say no.
Okay,
it's
thank
not
you. Not
like I wouldn't want to. It's just that they are in general, I'm not really pleased with the direction that I'm moving in.
No, point taken. Yeah, I got your point, sir. Now, sir, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
Not anymore, not currently, no.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and an income to community members. Now, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component,
yes,
a minor, or is fading component?
Major.
Major, okay. Now, like many industries...
Where I live, it is.
It's a major component.
Yes.
Okay. Now, sir, moving on. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, sir, the question is, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose that?
I would be neutral. I'm going to say support because I kind of lean that way, but personally, okay, I would be neutral in using state tax funding for training that. The industry should be able to do that.
Okay. Now,
so I'm going to say yes, but with a caveat.
You're
going to
say, okay, I should record your answer as support, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment on its forest industry workforce. Now, Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus-hour certification training and operation and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, sir, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose that?
I would support it. Again, I would tend to be more neutral, but if I've got to lean a little bit, I'll go with support.
With support.
Now, I'm going, the investment.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program. And after each, please, sir, tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Now, the first part of the program is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that or oppose?
Support.
Okay, and increase the number of, and diversity of the workforce with the outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minorities communities. Will you support that program?
I support it.
And the next one, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose that?
I support it.
Okay, and get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide. Will you support that or oppose that?
I would support it, yes.
Okay, thank you. Let's finish this up, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, the last question, just for statistical purpose only, but what is the highest level of education that you have completed, sir?
I have some college.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the community where you live in? A large city, a suburban, a small town, a farm, or rural?
Rural.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $99,000, or $100,000 plus?
25 or under.
Okay. Thank you. So $75,000 to $99,000. Thank you, sir. And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Let's go with moderate.
Moderate. Okay, sir. Thank you.
I'm neither extreme, but yeah, moderate.
Okay. And, sir, in which of the following categories would you put your job or a business, manufacturing, business, or retail sales?
No, I'm retired.
Oh, you retired. Okay. Now, I really appreciate you taking the time, sir. And believe me, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but the next question is just for a statistical purpose only, okay? In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or a female? And nowadays, we don't want to feel anybody to feel discriminated, sir. Okay, I appreciate your patience.
Totally.
Okay.
I used to do, for years and years, I did market research work and surveys and whatnot. I've talked to thousands of people, and whatever.
I understand. I just want to say it's been very educational talking to you, okay? And very kind of you for taking the time to share your opinion.
Well, I'm reading this book on climate change and the harvesting of metals and whatnot from outer space right now. It's a science fiction that David Suarez.
Okay.
He's a very, very learned person and has kind of entrepreneurial point of view, and I'm really concerned with the way things are going right now with the climate change. They want to build all these wind turbines, and they want to cut forests for burning, the trees. And the amount of metals, heavy metals, and rare earth metals and whatnot that are going to be required to finance and to construct all of the wind turbines and the essential essential technology is going to devastate the ecosystem because of all the mining
now.
If we can pull it from outer space, it sounds crazy, but when you get down to it, it's either that or mine essentially all of the rare earth and all of the copper and whatnot here on Earth, which is it's killing the goose that laid the golden egg. It's like I used to say, we must cut all the trees to save the children. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Granted, we're looking at this, potentially devastating climate change, and yet the way we're going about it is crazy.
We have
to look at harvesting metal from outer space and whatnot.
Well,
anyway,
it's amazing. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. I appreciate you.
Have a good evening.
Bye bye. Likewise.
We're running on here, but it's
not at all, sir. Believe me. I wish I was on my private phone so we can have a talk, but unfortunately I'm at the job site. Thank you for your help, sir. Very kind of you, okay? Bye-bye.
Gotcha. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.